Welcome to the Cankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, it's Cankle Fritz. Hope you enjoy this podcast. If you don't enjoy it, well, it's Misty's fault.
Yeah.
And Sally's fault.
I'm not.
Okay, it's my fault too. Don't put it down. Put it away. Cankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. That's something that comes out of my wife's mouth a lot. So it is a good lesson. Don't put it down. Instead, put it away.
But or throw it away.
Are you learning that lesson?
Mm. Well, that's different. I try to.
And my husband should get together. I'm really bad about setting actual trash down in the sink with the mindset I'm going to grab it on the way back by, and I never do. And he's like, why are you leaving like a paper cup and a plastic bag in the sink? Throw it away.
So what Misty is talking about is domestic pet peeves. Do you have them in your own house? And what are they? 888-888-9976. Ruth is with us from Santa Fe, New Mexico. What do you got for us?
I don't know. I just have a thing about this. I will fill the kitchen sink with warm soapy water for everyone to do their dishes. And instead, they just put them in and leave them there.
No.
But I hate coming back to cold, dirty dishwater. I can't.
Cold, dirty dishwater.
So,
next time they're looking for a dish, say it's in the sink waiting for you.
My lands. Their Christmas decorations are still up.
What are you talking
it's
about?
Cankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Do you have yours down? Here's why. We got an email, and... This is interesting. This is in Michigan, which is surprising to me because it's, you know, pretty chilly and cold. Mm-hmm. Got a big storm going on in Michigan. Mm. And this is what it says. My next door neighbor still has their outdoor Christmas decorations up. Reindeer in the front lawn. Big Christmas wreaths. It's February 2nd. Should we say something? I think it's really become an eyesore at this point for the neighborhood. Well, you know, to that degree, I don't know. I guess I don't think at this point you're going to have inflatables and, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't mind lights on the house or lights on the tree. I like lights.
Right.
People can keep that up all the time as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. So should you say something? I don't know that you should.
It's just... Is it a little bit late? Yes. I feel like eyesore is a bit dramatic.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's going to be bizarre a little bit.
It's strange.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I would be very, you know, like, oh, how dare they have their Christmas lights up? I think if it, you know, like mid-March rolls around and it's still going on. That's a little stranger.
But what if it looks a little messy? Maybe that's it.
They do.
After being up for so long, they tend to look messy.
Yeah.
Especially in the daytime.
Yeah. Since they use that word, you know, eyesore. I'm imagining maybe Rudolph is a little bent over at this point, a little tired.
Is it an opportunity to go up to the door and say, wow, you must love Jesus as much as me? Because you still have, you're celebrating Christmas, right?
Look at you.
See, I'm
sure that's the icebreaker.
No, I mean, not in a mean way. You still have your Christmas stuff, right?
I don't know how I would address that. I don't know what I would do.
Oh, maybe you're like, oh, you're still enjoying your Christmas decorations. That's awesome.
I'm not, but you are.
All right, what do you think? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Hi, this is Jenny from Michigan calling in about the Christmas decorations.
Yeah, we got an email from someone who said basically... We have a neighbor in our neighborhood, and all the Christmas is still up. Not just lights on the house.
Right.
You know, we've got, you know, everything in the front yard, the blow-ups and all that stuff. And she says it's looking, at this point, a little
tired.
You know, oh, that was good, Sally.
Yeah.
A little tired and wondering what she should do, if she should say something or not. And, you know, I'm just kind of being funny. You know, you could just walk over the neighbor and say, oh, you love Jesus as much as I do. You're still celebrating Christmas. there's that idea. But yeah, yes. You know, how do you handle that? What about you?
Yes. So I like when Christmas decorations are left up. They might be messy, like you guys mentioned before, so that's a different story. But I love at least the lights on the house. So I wouldn't say anything. But probably even if it was messy, I wouldn't say anything either. Just because, you know, Cake Fritz said, I'll go over and nicely say you're still celebrating Christmas. That's called passive aggressiveness.
It is very passive aggressive.
That's what I was calling out. I was like,
Now we know how Kink handles things.
Hey, I'm Maddie Mullins. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio. As a listener-supported ministry, God is using you to be a part of a story of a life changed.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
Family Life Radio, good morning.
I work on the other end of fostering children. I work for a children and youth service for a county.
Oh, that's right. You know, earlier we were talking about adoption and how, you know, really this is an amazing story. This family adopted. Well, they end up have 9 kids now. They have 3 of their own.
After fostering.
Yeah, they kept adopting children, and that's where they are now. So, yeah, tell us, what exactly is it that you do? Describe that.
We try to prevent children from being removed from their homes, but a lot of times situations and circumstances beyond our control, the kids have to come into care.
Right.
I have been witness to God's hand providing people in our community that have never been able to have children of their own to have children adopted to wonderful families.
How beautiful is that?
So it is a very difficult job.
I'll bet.
Because you do not want to see families fail.
Right.
Right.
So I want to thank you folks for keeping me going.
Oh.
That's very kind of you.
Because I get to listen to you on my phone because I downloaded the app.
Uh-huh.
And I get to sit in my office when I'm not out in the field. And I get to close my door.
Oh.
Aw.
That's neat. So what is it that you get out of Family Life Radio when you're listening?
It's very uplifting to me. And when I'm out in the field, I spend a lot of time with brokenness.
Mm.
So when I turn on Family Life, you never know what kind of conversation happens in the car when you're with total strangers for hours at a time. I'm transporting them all over the great state of Pennsylvania.
Wow. That makes sense. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Yes. Thank you so much. And enjoy the next 6 weeks of winter.
We'll try. Well, good morning. Who is this?
My name is Kim. I'm calling from Ugly.
What's the name of the city?
It's Ugly. It's in the Thumb area.
Oh, I thought you said Ugly, and I didn't think that was...
It's close. That's how we get out. UB.
Well, what's on your mind?
My testimony is we're going through a rough time 3 to 4 years ago, and my husband became disabled. And we knew our finances were limited with my current income. I felt God tapping me on the shoulder a few times at my job. I was a customer service at a community mental health. And he was tapping me on my shoulder saying, go back to school, go back to school, go back to school. So at 49 years old, I finally decided what I wanted to do and be when I grew up. And I wanted to be a social worker.
Oh.
I went back to school. And 3 years later, I have my bachelor's, and I will be starting my master's program in July.
Well, that's awesome.
Fantastic.
I could not have done that without the Lord tapping me on the shoulder and chirping in my ear and giving me guidance, because I had been through some very difficult situations in life, and I couldn't see it at that time, but of course he guided me through. And I know how many people who receive mental health services feel because of the experiences that I have experienced.
Sure. I love that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And yep. I feel very blessed. Very blessed.
It feels good knowing you're helping people.
Oh, amen. That's what life is about, is meeting people where they're at.
It's very healing. It redeems your struggle, too.
True. You're right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, what an inspirational story. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
You know, elaborate gift, beautiful card. Is that really necessary for Valentine's Day? It's Kenkel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. And, you know, here's why. We'd love to get your take on this. Our number is 888-888-9976. Listen to this. nice little song.
Valentine's Day is here, and I got sidetracked this year, but it's mostly because I've been thinking of what to do. Won't you be surprised? Wish I could see your eyes as you gaze at your computer screen today. You'll find a post-it note that reads,
"Happy V-Day, see ya!"
Written from my heart while in the car.
You!
My Valentine's card is a post-it note. My Valentine's card is a post-it note.
Come here.
Just remove your hands from my throat. My Valentine's card is a post-it note.
How could you?
I never knew you could make that face. That's the first time I ever tasted mace. My Valentine's gift was misunderstood, as many fine writers are.
You see, chocolate isn't part of the Atkins diet. I looked at a diamond, but I just couldn't buy it. And my mom thought the flowers that I bought for you were for her.
My son bought these for me.
You find a post-it note that reads,
"Happy V-Day, see ya!"
Written from my heart while in the car. My Valentine's card is a post-it note. My Valentine's card is a post-it note.
Come here.
Please remove your hands from my throat. My Valentine's card is a post-it note.
How could
note.
You?
My Valentine's card is a post-it note.
It's just, you know, doing his best, right?
Not recommended.
Talking about kids that just kind of go above and beyond, and they just take and look at things a little bit differently, like this child that gave his teacher 75 cents, found out that his wife's dad passed away, and he was kind of sad. And she basically said, you know, I don't need an ice cream cone today anyway. Just adorable. If you got an example like that, 888-888-9976. Deborah is with us. Tell us what happened.
This past year, on the 23rd of December, my grandson was turning 5.
Oh.
And being his birthday was so close to Christmas, he always got tons of presents. But this year, he told his mother that he gets too many presents, and he would like to do something that would be more giving instead of receiving.
Now, hold on here. A child said, I get too many presents? What has happened here?
Oh, my goodness.
That is a miracle.
I know.
Wow.
And he had a small party, and he asked everyone that was invited and the grandparents to bring gifts for an animal shelter.
Oh.
And that's what they did. And then after the party, they went and donated all these gifts. Aww. And he had a chance to play with all the animals.
Man.
Very cute.
That is.
What a heart of gold.
Yeah.
You know, when I was that age.
Yeah.
I was. Give me all the presents.
It was about me.
Give me, give me, give me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Darrell is with us. What's going on? What's your joy report today?
I've been struggling with glaucoma for 20 some odd years at least, and I've had several surgeries and even an implant in my eye, a valve implant in my eye to take care of glaucoma.
Wow.
But a little over 2 weeks ago, I saw my local ophthalmologist and my pressure had gone up to 26, which is too high. It's supposed to be 20
high,
or less.
Yeah.
So anyway, he sent me to Ann Arbor, to the U of M eye clinic in Ann Arbor. But in the meantime, all of my friends in my Bible study and our life group been praying for me. Got down there, my pressure had dropped 14 points to 12.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We're rejoicing with you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cute stuff the kids say. Denise is with us. Now, what happened?
I have a grandson, and when he was about 5, 6 years old, he started asking me how old I was every day. He said, "Gammy, how old are you? Gammy, how old?" He just kept asking me, and so finally I told him, and when I told him, he looked at me, and he was real serious. He said, "Gammy," he said, "you are older than Jesus and Santa Claus."
Woo! That's the
actually,
best.
You know what? Actually, he told me I was older than anybody. Except for Jesus and Santa Claus. That's how
except for.
Okay.
It was a great joke. Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the morning show, you can just go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.